2 or 3 minutes.
Sure.
Hey, this is Graham at Defrag 2010, and we're at the morning break on the first day, and I'm with Brian Cheek from Tiger Logic Corp. How you doing, Brian?
Good morning, Graham. Very well, thank you.
Tiger Logic is located in...
Headquartered in Irvine, California. Okay. Office is in Mountain View, and we have some European offices as well.
Okay, and how old the company is, Tiger Logic?
We go back about 35 years.
Oh, my goodness.
In the data management business with products called the PIC database, as well as the Omnis software, which is a rapid application development tool.
Oh.
Yolink is a newer technology of ours, which we've been leveraging some of our intellectual property over the past 7 or 8 years.
I see.
So for some new growth products.
So yeah, we're at the Yolink table here. And tell us when you introduced this product, or is it just in beta now? Or
No, Yolink was actually introduced about a little over two and a half years ago.
Oh, it's that old. Okay.
Correct. It was its first incarnation was launched under the name of Chunkit, which was the browser add-on.
Okay.
Yolink is a new kind of branded name, which has been about a year and a half now.
Okay, so... how do people access it and use it?
Yolink technology is applicable in many scenarios. We offer the technology as a free browser add-on. We support all the major browsers. You download the application to the browser, and you basically can use the search technology across the internet wherever you are. We also license the technology via an API. So it's being embedded in for site search. Developers are accessing the technology in our cloud-based service and building it into applications as well.
Can you give me some examples of who's doing that?
Sure. There's a great site that's up and running today called Sweet Search at sweetsearch.com, which is a search engine for students. They basically index about 40,000 teacher-vetted URLs.
High school student?
K through 12.
K through 12. Okay.
They also have Search For Me, the number 4me.com, which is for K through 6. So they've tried to build a custom search engine that delivers appropriate content for students. And they have actually embedded our API into their search results. So instead of getting the traditional blue links that we're kind of grown and accustomed to, you get expanded, enhanced search results with Yolink. And then you have the capability of all the sharing and publishing to Google Docs and Evernote and Digo and all of our third-party integrations that we've partnered with on the back end as well.
Huh. Well, that sounds great. And are you announcing anything new here at the show, or have you had any recent news announcements? Or?
Not any earth-shattering news announcements as of late. We probably have a few that are in the works, but
You're getting out to the conferences to kind of spread the word. What other conferences have you gone to?
We've done quite a few in education, so we've been ISTE, November Learning Conference.
Okay.
We tend to go to a few technology shows a year. Defrag is an interesting one. This is our first time here.
It is your first time.
First time at Defrag, and so far so good.
Well, you picked a good one. It's a big turnout here, I'll tell you. It looks like a great show. Well, thanks for talking to us, Brian.
Thank you, Graham.
Talk to you later.